Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Last fall, we told you about a group of South St. Louis neighbors who believed that some odors they were smelling were coming from across the river, and they were working to try to figure out where that was coming from and do something to improve their air quality. I'm joined now by Linda Weiner. She is one of those neighbors who has put together a group to try to investigate this. And I know you're having a meeting coming up this week. Linda, tell us what the latest is, though, in your investigation on these odors.
Surely. Well, we've had a few community meetings, some on the Illinois side, with EPA and one attended by Senator Tammy Duckworth. And we've also met with EPA in the St. Louis region, who represents the St. Louis region. And basically, they shared with us some results of air monitoring, which we would like to see more of, because unfortunately, some of the polluters, or those we believe might be polluting, are not monitoring their what's coming out of their flues. And so because the EPA rules were changed, I think it was 2017 or 2018, so that they didn't have to monitor what was coming out. So we would like to see more air monitoring, particularly in the 13 St. Louis neighborhoods that are most impacted by the poor air quality. And I think we are engaging some Webster University students in the environmental sciences to hand monitor. So that's a step forward. We need more monitoring to know exactly what we're dealing with, and trying to trace it back to those industries besides the two that we know are out of compliance with EPA regulations for the Clean Air Act, one in Missouri on this side, and the incinerator that is in the Sauget area. So we're continuing to investigate where the smells and the toxic air are coming from and try to engage the community. And our next step is to try and meet in person with the mayors and with our representatives and senators and the St. Louis Health Department, which used to have an air monitoring program, but has not for quite some time. And we think it's imperative that we know what our city residents are being, how they're being impacted by polluters.
Can you describe for our listeners what the air quality is like and what the odor is like?
Sure. There have been many things published about the particular things that are in our air. I do want to say that St. Louis is known for having the most asthma deaths in the nation, and that has something to do with our poor air quality, which has heavy metals and very, very small particulates that irritate the throat and irritate the body. So I'm not a scientist. I'm basically a social worker who has helped to organize this committee, which is comprised of some folks who are scientists and who work in the environmental sciences. So basically, the air quality has ozone problems, which is well known and long lived, but also these heavy metals and particulates, which we would like to cleanse out of the air.
What do you feel about the level of cooperation that you have gotten from the EPA and other state agencies?
Well, I think the EPA has tried to hear our concerns and have organized meetings and have provided us with some information. I think there are more conservative voices who are have been put in place and are being put in place at the EPA. And I think currently they're under a bit of a, they haven't been in contact with us, and I think they have to get permission in order to interact with us. So we're kind of in a stalled position right now. But I think there are many people at the EPA, or were, before the reorganization, which we don't know how it will be impacting the EPA, but we're not thinking it's going to be great. They've tried and are committed people, and there are others who may have a leaning toward more conservative views of how many toxins can be in the air and are, how should we say, appear to be a little less concerned with the current situation.
The Zoom meeting that you have scheduled this week, what's that going to be about?
So this week we are going to be presenting a list of those that we would like to have in-person contact with regarding this issue as we continue to try to educate our public officials and representatives. So sending out letters describing who we are and what we're trying to do, and meeting in person. What we'd really like to do is see some, as I said, greater monitoring of air quality. There are at best only three air quality monitors, and I think one of them is way north, the other is way south, and the third one was at Forest Park over Highway 40, which does not appear to be working at the moment. The problem we're having is in South City, which is not being properly monitored, even when these monitors were working and in place.
That is Linda Weiner. The organization is Breathe Better STL. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.